At a presentation in Madison last night, Keith Finley said the exoneration of Stephen Avery in 2001 has prompted police departments across the state to change the way they deal with both crime suspects and witnesses. Although Avery now faces new charges in a brutal murder, Finley says reversing Avery's wrongful conviction for a 1995 rape have had a positive impact.
Regardless of the outcome of the current charges against Stephen Avery, whether he's convicted or found innocent, the case is a classic case study in wrongful convictions, and it's an important one that presents lots of lessons that we can learn from.
Finley says police are now beginning to change lineup procedures and victim coaching techniques that put Avery and many others in prison unjustly.
Wisconsin is sort of on the forefront nationally in this regard. We've made more advances than most states in terms of implementing these reforms. It's not uniform, but I think we're making good progress.
He says a new study commission that includes judges, lawyers, legislators, and victim advocates is working on a set of recommendations that may lead to a set of best investigation practices that all police departments will be urged to adopt.
So that we don't do this to other people in the future, and to make sure that we reliably convict the truly guilty. And so that's one of the most exciting things about this, is that it's bringing everybody in the criminal justice system together, people who are natural adversaries in an adversarial system, and showing us that we have a common interest.
But Finley says there's still one gaping hole in the work of innocence projects across the country. That's support for exonerated prisoners once they're released. Guilty prisoners who serve their time get support from parole and probation agents. But there are no programs for exonerees, and most have to fight long legal battles to win any restitution for the time they served for crimes they didn't commit. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.